Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Antonio Garrido. Antonio, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you for the invitation. I really do appreciate it.
Brilliant. For those of you that don't know him, for the last 5 years, author, speaker and business coach Antonio has run a training and leadership development company out of Miami, Florida. Prior to starting his own training company, he ran companies for others. And he says that running and growing his own company is much more rewarding. Antonio and his team train and coach executives from small startups to multi-billion dollar enterprises. And his book, Asking Questions the Sandler Way, is available on Amazon and is featured on readit4.me website as one of the top 51 must reads. And he has a contract for 3 other books in the works, and we are looking forward to learning why questions are always the answer. So, Antonio, the title of the interview today is Why Questions Are Always the Answer, and we have 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
I am ready. Thank you very much, Shane.
So, I guess for my first question, I have to ask, why did you write a book on asking questions?
So, okay, good question. So, having coached, having been a leader of large organizations for many years, and then the last 5 or 6 years coaching leaders, it occurred to me about a year, well, maybe 2 years ago, that leaders don't always get the truth. Okay, so when they're wandering around talking to the people in their organization or even talking to customers or suppliers, right, they ask reasonable questions because they're reasonably intelligent individuals, but they don't always get the truth. Now, they'll get a version of the truth, and you know, it'd be an interesting conversation to ask 10 leaders what percentage of the time do they think that they only hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from their people. Let's say it's fair to say it's never 100%, right? And depending on how generous you are as spirit, you might say, well, maybe 80%, but even 80%. So the thing that leaders need more than anything else is the truth, right? Because they're making big and important decisions. Getting to the truth is a skill and doesn't happen naturally. Just because you're the boss and you ask a question doesn't mean that you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I spent a number of years constructing kind of, let's say, really smart questions. I know that's dreadful to say, that leaders should be asking their people. So instead of like, how are you today? How are things going, Frank? Mm. Right? You're not really going to get much of a useful response to that. It's better for leaders to ask really smart questions. And then, you know, maybe we'll talk about that later. Mm. So the book was all about getting to the truth is number one. That's yeah. Kind of the one priority of the book, getting to the truth. The number two is helping other people discover the truth, right? Kind of through a process of guided discovery. And it's all explained in the book, but that was the motivation for the book,
right.
I guess.
So another question, why is asking questions so hard for us?
Well, because we're largely programmed to answer questions, not to ask questions, right? And when I say programmed, I mean it's stamped in our DNA from millions of years ago when we started gathering together in tribes. To gather in tribes, we needed hierarchy and structure and rules and laws. And if you didn't follow the chief's rules, the rules of the chief, you pretty much got kicked out of the tribe and something dreadful ate you for dinner. So we became very compliant because those that weren't compliant didn't pass on their genes. And you know, and I know, I don't know whether you have children, Shane, we have 4, and that whenever our kids came home from school at 6, 7, 8 and they got A's on their report card, they got rewarded for knowing stuff, right? Yeah. So we're rewarded for knowing stuff. We are very compliant and we're taught to answer questions, not ask questions. Yeah. And so for sociology or reasons of socialization and biology, it's very hard for us to ask questions. It's easy to ask slightly dumb questions, but it's harder for us to ask difficult questions. And my argument is the further higher up the organizational structure you are, you need to ask more and more difficult questions.
Right. And so we've got a minute and a half to go, Antonio. If you could give any leader a piece of advice, what would it be?
So first of all, whenever anybody asks you a question, and they will ask you a lot of questions, right, because you're the leader and they want to know the answers, find out the motive behind their question. So when somebody asks you a question, so first of all, give them a stroke, say, hey, that's a really interesting question. Repeat the question so that they feel understood and listened to. And then reverse it. We talk about it in chapter 10 in the book. Ask them, of all the questions you could ask me, why is that important? So find out the motivation. And then ask questions of your leader, of your leadership team. Instead of saying how are things going, rather ask them questions like, hey, Frank, take a couple of minutes for me and explain what you think are the most detrimental effects in the marketplace right now that's going to have, that's going to erode our competitive over the next couple of years, competitive position over the next couple of years. So ask really pointed, strategic, yeah, not tactical, right, mundane.
Brilliant. Love it. We've got 30 seconds left. What is the universal yes?
So shall I give you an example?
Yeah.
That was one right there.
Right.
When you say to people, when you ask a question where the answer is always yes, it's kind of permission leadership, right? So let me give you another example. Can I tell you my biggest fear, Shane? That's always a yes. You got time for a super quick story? That's always a yes, right? So figure out those questions where the answer is always yes. And it's perfect for leaders. Why? Because it keeps you in control of the conversation whilst ever they think that they're in control, because you're asking a question. So I was thinking about this conversation this morning before we logged on. Do you want to know what I was thinking?
Yes. Yeah.
The universal yes. Right. So universal yes is a way of asking a question such that the answer is always yes. And it keeps the conversation going. And leaders need to understand how never to cul-de-sac themselves in a conversation.
Right. Brilliant. Antonio, brilliant stuff. Sadly, we've come to the end of the time. Folks, for more resources, check out Antonio's website, www.absolute.sandler.com. Antonio, appreciate it. Really great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Ta-ta.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.